bottom of Dafayin Heim Beis, the Gemara raised the question that if it's true that the man was nivla baramach evarav shel adam, that it completely absorbed in the person's body and there was no waste product, so why does the pasuk say that we needed shovels? Apparently you only needed shovels to go to the bathroom back in those days. So what do we need shovels for? So the Gemara says because originally it was only supposed to go into ramach evarav, but Klal Yisrael complained that this is very unusual food, and they were nervous that it was dangerous. Yeshu l'risha shemachnas v'eno motzi. Is it even possible for a human being to ingest something and not to excrete anything? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so now you're going to have to go to the bathroom. And that caused us a great deal of tircha, that we had to travel backwards in order to go to the bathroom, because if we travel to the side or forward, we don't know where the camp is going next. So we might end up right in the middle of everything as we go to the bathroom. We always had to go backwards. The Gemara asks an unusual question and asks why it is that the man didn't fall. It says, "Shalu talmidus Rabbi Shimon Nechaim neimalo yardahem liyisol man panachas b'shana." Why didn't it just fall once a year? Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu need to give it to us every day? Give it to us once a year, we'll save it and we'll have it for the whole year. So the Gemara gives three answers. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to hear from us every day. If he just gives it to us once a year, he'll hear from us on Yom Kippur, and that will be it. But if he gives it to us every single day, so you have a family to feed in, you're going to be wondering, where's your next meal going to be coming from? So you're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Second answer, the Gemara says that Hashem wants to feed it to us fresh. If it's only once a year, it's not going to be warm and fresh. Third answer is it would be very difficult to schlep around a year's supply of food all the time as we're traveling throughout the midbar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give it to us each and every day. The Gemara then tells us Rabbi Lazar Madai had a comment about the man that he said man sheyardan liyisrael hayugavoa shishimama. It was 60 amos tall, the man that came down. So Rabbi Tarfon didn't know where that came from. He criticized, what are you talking about? That it was 60 amos high, the piles of man. So he said he learns it out from the description of the Mei HaMabul, that the Mei HaMabul were 15 amos above the mountaintops, and it's only the Arubos HaShemayim, the windows of the Shemayim, that were opened up for the waters of the Mabul, but it was the doors of Shemayim that were opened up for the man, and doors are four times the size of windows. So if it was 15 amos high of water, it must have been 60 amos high of man. And the Gemara says it wasn't directly learned out from that, because one could have argued that the Mabul was for 40 days, the man was for a moment each day, so we didn't have time to pile up that much. But psicha gamar, he learned such a gezeirah shava that it has to be the same type of opening of the heavens. Then the Gemara goes back to the chamesh inuyin. Hani chamesh inuyin kenegan mi. Where do we get the idea that there are five inuyim on Yom Kippur? So there are five different psukim that all mention the concept of inuy when it comes to Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah had mentioned six inuyim, not five inuyim. So Gemara says yisod shtia bechlal achilahi. Eating and drinking is one inuy. Those are not two separate inuyim. And the Gemara proves it from a couple of different psukim, a couple of different sources. One of which mentions tirosh as something that one eats. Tirosh is a reference to wine, so it must be that shtia is bechlal achila, that drinking is eating, because one drinks wine, one doesn't eat wine. The Gemara says, wait a second, is tirosh really wine? Don't we know that halacha is hanoder min atirosh asur b'chol min hamatiko umoter b'yayin? Person takes a neder that he's never going to have tirosh, he's allowed to drink wine? So the Gemara says that tirosh definitely is wine. Then you can't bring any rice from nedarim, because b'nedarim halacha chaloshim b'nei adam. We always go with how people refer to things by nedarim, and people refer to tirosh as something else other than wine. But really the actual definition of the term in the Tanakh is that it certainly means wine. So once we're talking about wine, the Gemara tells us that wine is a very powerful thing. It's maybe yalala liolam, that's why it's called wine. It causes people to groan about what they have done and regret things that they have done. Tirosh, shekolam esgarbo, nasa rush. Anyone who gets too much in the habit of drinking becomes poor by trying to feed his alcoholic habits. And then the Gemara tells us that zacha nasa rosh, lo zacha nasa rush. It could be very good and very bad. Person drinks wine properly, he'll be a rosh, he'll be ahead of everybody. Lo zacha nasa rush. If he doesn't drink wine properly, doesn't treat it properly, he's going to end up being poor. And that's why it says yayin yesamach levavenosh, but it could also be read yishmach. Zacha mesamcha, lo zacha meshamelo. If you're zacha, it will give you simcha. If one is not zacha, it's going to destroy a person. How do I know that rechitza and sicha, the Gemara asks, are called an inui, that refraining from bathing oneself and from anointing oneself is called an inui? So from Pasuk in Daniel, that Daniel says that lo ba'al pi v'soch, bas v'yayin lo ba'al pi, v'soch lo sachti. He describes an inui that he went through, and he says v'soch lo sachti. So you see that sicha is an inui, and the double lashon tells you that rechitza is also an inui. The fact that it says soch lo sachti twice tells you that must also be referring to bathing. Okay.